Hello, everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. This is episode number 108, and we have a special guest joining Dr. Pompa and I for this episode, and his name is Dr. Derek Dempsey. And we're talking about a really exciting topic today. We're going to be discussing water fasting. And Dr. Dempsey has some recent personal experience with water fasting. So before we jump in, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Dempsey. I'm going to read his bio here, and then we are going to jump into this topic and why he has become an expert on water fasting. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Derek Dempsey, DC, is a speaker, teacher, coach of cellular healing, and a detoxification specialist. He attended Temple University, then went on to the National University of Health Sciences, where he became a certified as a chiropractic sports physician. He's owned private practices in Wheaton, Illinois, and Lisbon and Estoril, Portugal. And in 2007, he was a speaker at Portugal's first conference on sports medicine. He currently runs a private practice in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he's husband to a very awesome wife of 27 years and a father of three wonderful children. So he's also a doctor in Dr. Pompa's practitioner coaching program, HCF Seminars, and he just completed a 22-day water fast. Which is very impressive.
Makes him an expert. In my book, that makes him an expert.
Either that or crazy, right?
Welcome, Dr. Dempsey.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and privilege to be here. And
Thank you, Dan,
for all the coaching you've given me and so many other doctors in the U.S. And I'm honored to be here with you and Meredith.
Thank you. One of the things I always say is some of these topics like, the cellular detox when we're dealing with mold and metals, you need a practitioner. That's why we're coaching docs like ourselves, right? We're duplicating ourselves around the nation because people need this. And with fasting, today's conversation, this is something that you need a coach for. This is something that you have to have experience with, right? And that's why we're training docs like yourself. So those watching this, you need guidance with the detox. You need guidance with the fasting. But these two things put together, which I like to call ancient healing strategies and true cellular detox, this is how, lives change. This is what really we've put together, right, Doc, that
right,
we see lives changing in your practice as well as, I still see people, clients from around the world, right? But it's what changes lives. I'm sure it's one of the things that inspired you to fast. But let me start there. I do want to set up. So hang in there, folks, because I do want to teach you about this amazing ancient healing strategy, which fasting is. And we've talked a lot about whey water fast. We've talked a lot about beef stock, stock fasting, period. But yet we've really never talked a lot about water fasting, although I've mentioned it because this is where I got my experience years ago. I learned from some of the best in this area of water fasting, and I've practiced it for years with many. But what inspired you, Dr. D, to go 22 days on water, man?
Well, it was supposed to be 5 days, is what it was. And
yeah, by the way, Derek, I do that with my patients, too. Let's just start out with 4 days. Then I get them there. It's like, well, can you go more? Yeah, actually, I'm not hungry. Good, let's go 7. Get them 7. Let's go 10. Anyway.
That's amazing too. Like you say, the words you use, you'll see the magic happen, and it really does. And when you talk about ancient youth, for me, it's biblically for one, and even before then, of course, fasting's been around forever.
Yep.
And I was having words with Meredith earlier. My father-in-law is a pastor, a missionary, and when I got into this fast, after a week, he had heard I was doing it, and he says, you know what? Bible says not if you fast, it says when you fast.
When
you fast, yeah. And also, there's a lot of different instances, but even David humbled himself before God by fasting. Mm-hmm. So for me, there was that spiritual motivation, some things I wanted to work on between me and God. And then as I got into it more and more, and it was that talk we did on a Tuesday, when I was following up after a call that I, or a note that I put in our Facebook page, mm-hmm. on our Platinum page, and I was asking, so what's the best way to come off of a fast? Because I was going to do 5 days and come off. And Meredith had brought that into the conversation, and you commented about some things, and you were talking about cell die-off. It was just really, really neat stuff. And So from that point, I just got into it a little bit more and started studying more, thinking, okay, what will 10 days do, or what will 12 days do? And it's just amazing the different things that start to happen in your body over that period of time. And of course, I continued on from then. But that was probably the why.
Right. Yeah.
Why. And also it was after we talked and then I studied more, I realized, you know what? Man, I can do these things. I don't know what's going on inside me. I don't know what's growing and what's been there. But what a better way to do things for my health, for my wife, Nancy, yeah, and for our kids, to improve my health. That's my responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, what I put in here and mm-hmm. everything else. And
right.
You know, I just, when I started doing it, I felt really good. Really, really good. I was encouraged by that, to do something for them.
Yeah, we'll kind of take it through the fast, you know, how you felt through it and different changes that went on, because you had some health challenges, even
right.
despite doing things right for many years, right? You still had some things that just weren't clearing out. And, of course, you know, encouraged you to fast, and just what I was teaching, and you know, inspired you to fast. But you know, let me just give a little teaching moment for those listening, and I hope this inspires you to listen very deeply, you know, and then we'll kind of go through your experience here in a second. But I want to do this up front, because this is the power. And I just got back from teaching a seminar to, you know, about 200 doctors, and you know, I really quoted a lot of studies about how growth hormone rises even with a short fast, even one day, 24 hours. And that's why, by the way, I fast, you know, 24 hours, one day a week. I have a fasting day and I have a feast day. I call it fast and famine, you know, or fast and famine day and the feast day, you know, and I do that every week. It's part of what I call diet variation. I wrote articles about that. But, you know, on this, I showed the power of what happens to hormones. And I said, look, I showed in my, you know, studies that the best way to optimize hormones today is not giving more hormones. It's to become more hormone sensitive and naturally raise up your hormones, like growth hormone, testosterone, really all the hormones that we need to heal and that people are really, you know, struggling with today. And I showed that these fasts are the most dramatic way. So those writing, I hope you write notes at home, because I think this is a really important topic. You know, fasting accomplishes several things. Number one, what happens in a fast, I always say, and you've heard me say this, if you want to live longer than anyone healthy, control your glucose. There is no better way, and insulin, there's no better way to control glucose and insulin flatline than with a fast, because your body just starts burning its own fuel and you get no spikes in glucose and no spikes in insulin and you live longer. You know, and I showed that just, you know, every time we eat, we have a drop in testosterone. So when you're eating less, you get less drops in testosterone, and you get less spikes of insulin and glucose, which drive inflammation and ages prematurely. That's why when we look at the studies of, you know, people living longer, they eat less. But I always say you can't just push calories away. You know, we eat less because we don't need to eat. Our bodies are feeding from itself, and we have this perfect glucose. Okay, so that's one massive benefit. The other massive benefit, and you said it, Derek, I showed the studies on how bad cells die during fast, that we have, you know, the bad cells do not adapt. They don't have the ability to utilize fat. They start dying off. It's called autophagy. And so, therefore, you start losing. The gentleman that you saw I interviewed on stage, he was another doctor who was on day 20 or 19 at the time, water fast, that I interviewed this weekend. All his skin tags were falling off. You know, we see tumors massively shrink. I mean, this stuff is real. I mean, literally, things fall off bodies, you know, because literally all those bad cells are dying off. So, of course, viruses die out, things like that, and you have toxins move from deeper tissues, all that good stuff happens. But then the other thing that happens is that genetics start to change. I would say if you want to change your bad genes to good and turn on the good ones and turn off the bad ones, which we call epigenetics, fasting, it works, whether it's a one-day fast a week or whether, especially in these long things, you are able to turn off these genes.
Wow.
So with every fast we heal, and one more thing, I would add a fourth, is you become extremely hormone sensitive as well, which is what we want to be. Our cells need to hear the hormones. So all of this happens during fast. So if we haven't inspired you yet to listen and to do a fast, hopefully that does. That's the science. Okay. Now, talk about your experience. How did you feel day one, day two, day three? And, you know, we talk about when you break through. When did that happen? But talk about day one.
Okay, I just wanted that comment you made about skin tags. Nancy and I were watching you guys do the interview, well, you're doing the interview. And I was like, reaching under my arm and going like this, because I used to have these little skin tags. And I said, Nancy, they're gone.
Yeah, you didn't realize.
I completely forgot all about them, man. Yeah. They were gone.
That's awesome.
Okay, day one. Day one was actually pretty easy. Because you've talked fast.
You intermittent fast daily, so you were used.
Yes, I intermittent fast daily. Yes, and with the other fast you taught with broth and with whey water, which was a fabulous product as well. I've done that, so mentally a little bit I was prepared. Day two and three, I've noticed in the past, one like the broth and the other one can be a little bit harder because people, you would think, well, I need to eat something. I need to have something at lunch or dinner. But I don't know, I broke through that. It wasn't too difficult for me. And now if somebody was just going to go ahead and do water, they've never fasted before, well, they have to be careful because they might have a hard time doing that.
Well, and that's why I think water fast, you need supervision. That's why we're training doctors, right? You know, electrolytes can drop. There's some pitfalls. We'll talk about that. Good point.
Yeah, and even with broth, too, there's a lot of this broth hype going on. You know, it's a good thing, but, you know, a lot of people are fasting with it. They don't realize what they're doing. I have to be careful, too.
They're not doing it correctly. I see it all the time. Yep.
So I got today, day four, easy. Day five, easy. But this switch, it was somewhere between four and six mentally. This switch just went off in the brain. It said, hey, you're fine with water. You know, just keep going. You don't need food. And it was like that. And my mental clarity from that point on, it changed a lot. Now, before I was 15, I had forehead trauma. I was knocked out four times completely. And academically, that started to affect me. And I know swelling on the brain and all those things can be affected. So I just always thought it was from that. Not realizing, of course, the foods over the years and what I ate and how those things could affect me and what you're talking about, those balances of insulin and glucose and the hormone resistance. But man, it just felt like this weight came down out of my brain, and it just allowed me to. I would pick things up, Dan. Usually, it would take me two or three times. Even notes I was getting, even eating well, and just some of the intermittent fasting. But when I did the water, the clarity, the mental, the reading things, I was like, "Whoa, that's what it says!" And one time I would read it. Right. I've never had that.
I always say that people don't realize the lights are off until they're turned on.
Well, that's the truth, too. It really is. Just that brain fog. I mean, it was clearly that, definitely. But I had that very difficulty with concentration.
And by the way, you know, Derek, Dr. D, that's the reduction in inflammation. You know, my daughter, who was in Spain, you know, yes. where you, not close, I don't know how close, is Valencia? To where you are, but anyways, she's going to school there. She had a concussion the summer before she left, and it was horrible. I mean, she lost her memory, couldn't do school, and you know, we did some things with her, and we even took her to Life College where they do this gyroscope thing, right? And we did it. It worked. I mean, just you know, no doubt, it was great. So she ends up hitting her head in Spain. Second concussion, which is always worse, the second one. All the symptoms are back, and she's going, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? I can't go back for that treatment, and what am I going to do? I said, Olivia, fast. You know, by day one, she's saying I can't do this. Day two, things are worse. Day three, a little bit better. By day four, she's like, all my symptoms are gone. And it was like day five, and she's been fine ever since. But it downregulates that brain inflammation, takes the brain fog away. You know, just activates the brain, heals things that have been damaged years ago. And that's one of the things that we recognize. So we'll go on. Okay, so talk about some other changes, because I know that you had some other things going on health-wise that...
Yeah, I was just looking at some of my notes from the... Oh, of course, there's rapid weight loss.
Yeah, what did you lose? How much weight did you lose?
I went from about 208, 210 to 185. That was my actual sports playing weight in college. It was 185 to 190. I'm 188 right now. I feel phenomenal, my body.
And I have to point out, because you did it right, if you don't have enough electrolytes, your balance is off, you know, people can lose muscle. You did it right. You lost the fat. Hey, Meredith, remember you sent me that study? They were fasting people that, you know, were obese, you know, 60 pounds plus more weight, and even some 400, 500-pound people. And they literally, Derek, they fasted these people on water for 1 year or more, right, Meredith? I'm just going by memory. But they went down to normal weight. They were going from, like, 300, 400 pounds down to 180 pounds in a year, and they fed for a year just on their body. And, I mean, they had so much toxins stored up in this tissue, you know, that they uprooted that, and they all went through, like, you know, they'd go through crazy symptoms, you know, just of things coming out, you know, things being exposed, and then they ended up down to, like, you know, a normal weight again, you know, after a year of water. How about that?
That, you know, it's amazing that word you said, deep toxins. You realize that when you do this, they are deep in you. You just can't go do a liver detox and expect everything to be gone. You know? This stuff is so deep.
No doubt.
This brings up an interesting point, too. I'm wondering, just as a side note with weight, so maybe some people are watching or are very thin and they're concerned about fasting. Right. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, great question, because I just got off the phone with one today, right? She might have lost 5 pounds. She fasted for, it was over 10 days, it might have been 13 days. It was just water. And, you know, they barely lose weight. The body is that intelligent, I'm telling you. You want to talk about digging into that innate, inborn intelligence that God put in all of us. Fasting is that. We find, during a fast, the body finds what we call homeostasis, which is this balance. If the body, it knows enough to eat the damaged tissue, the bad DNA cells, you know, that's why it'll eat skin tags, that's why it eats tumors. The body's so intelligent, it doesn't want to eat its good tissue. It knows it needs muscle. So the body literally will not, it'll avoid the muscle. Remember you said you just kind of broke through around that day 5 or 6, whatever it was, 4, 5, or 6. You know, the body went into that motion. Now where it's feeding off the toxic tissue. And it's remarkable. I mean, that's why, years ago I fasted a woman. She went about 26, 27 days. And she had like a massive tumor. And, you know, she went through this metamorphosis. She would come in, her tongue was white. Then it was green. Then it grew black, like fuzz, this thick off of her tongue. She stunk so bad her family literally had to put her in a no room, and they had to like put fans pulling the air out because she stunk up their house. I mean, but then she would come bouncing in the clinic, not eating, with all this energy and like, you know, stinking, and then the next day she wasn't. It was just remarkable. I mean, things fell out, bad hair fell out, she was replaced with new. I mean, it was just remarkable. I mean, of course her tumor shrunk, but just remarkable what it does, you know, endometriosis. I mean, the body will eat this bad tissue. That's innate intelligence. So, Meredith, to your point, the people, they don't lose the muscle. They only lose so much, especially when it's done right. And they don't lose the muscle. They spare the muscle, and they burn the bad stuff. And it's remarkable.
You know, Meredith, I had the conversation with several patients because they saw me. Some of them thought I was sick, of course. And I said, no, this is what I've been going through, and we were talking about disease tissue, and I went like this with my hands. I said, you know, there could be disease tissue in me, of course, whether it's tumors, cancers, tissue, and I said, or I can do a water fast. And after you study all this info on water fast, and you learn these things through Dr. Pompey, realize I would do a water fast any day, knowing what it can do to that tissue. It just caused the term massive cell die-off of the unhealthy tissue, and it's amazing to me. It's like it's almost a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But
my wife, you know, I told this story, I think, on a past episode, but He was diagnosed with a precancerous cervical cancer, and of course they wanted to remove it, the whole thing, right? And we just said, nope. You know, this is when I was just reading and learning about fasting, and she did 12, I think it was 12 days of just water, maybe 13, but, and it was remarkable, you know, the changes that I saw in her. And months later, she went back, and of course, cancer gone. If those of you watching this, you know, didn't see the episode, I interviewed Professor Seyfried. He wrote the book Cancer as a Metabolic Disease. His research is showing, you know, putting people in these restricted states, utilizing, moving in and out of ketosis with these types of fasts. His research shows that this is the best way to, you know, get the body's immune system able to fight the cancer properly. And it's a great interview. Watch it. And I read an article, wrote an article about it as well. But amazing stuff happens, right? You know, and so, yeah, and you had some shaky leg syndrome, which is a neurotoxic, it's a neurotoxic thing, right? Right. Tell us about what happened with that.
I tell you, it had to be at least, you think of quality of sleep, of course, between the snore, because I just always have been congested for years and years, no matter what. Eating right and intermittent fasting, still had some. That change and the restless leg, I mean really jumpy legs, that just completely stopped during the water fast. Now I still, like you were saying, you know, it's deep toxins, you can still have some of that. Some of that did come back, but nothing like it was before.
The snoring hasn't come back at all.
No.
And it was interesting because you had this thing that happened during the fast in the sinuses areas, which has been had been a chronic issue with you forever, right? Obviously,
yes.
Driving and snoring. Tell the viewers what transpired there, and then we'll get back to those shaky legs.
Yeah, what happened is it was probably day 12 through 15, somewhere in there. I just started getting all this pressure, just like somebody just had their fingers pushing on my sinuses here, but these too. And then I would blow my nose, and I was bleeding. I'd never had bloody noses, and both sides, I'm actually bright red blood, and as I continued, my breathing kept getting better and better and better. I was concerned. I was like, what's this bright red blood, you know, but just talking to you, man, you were saying, you know, that's some toxin stuff coming out of your body, and ever since then, I can tell I don't have that swelling deep inside.
Yeah.
Now, is some of it still there? Probably, but yeah. I'll do another fast again.
Absolutely. I always say it, with every fast, more and more healing comes out. And I also say that during a water fast is the best way to find out where these weaknesses are, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, you were holding toxins up there, and one of the things I asked you is, did you have teeth removed, which causes cavitation? Did you have root canals, and did you have silver fillings? You had silver fillings.
No root canals.
No root canals, and you had teeth removed. So, you know, that's those toxins sit in there, and they will for the entire life, screwing up your immune system, screwing up those tissues, driving inflammation here and here, and all of a sudden, right, you know, you get these symptoms there. It's healing. You know, it's healing. You know, and I just, one of my clients, you know, she had all of a sudden her colon. You know, it's like what was happening with her colon during the fast, and you know, it brought out her weak spot. And, of course, she had some skin issues, and it manifested there. But, you know, and then let's talk about the shaky legs, right, because that's a neurotoxic thing. So they went away completely during the fast. And I had said, hey, it's a good chance that it may come back, but less. And that's exactly what happened. So eventually it started creeping back in again, right?
Yeah.
But less, much less.
Much less.
Yeah.
I mean, before they were to the point, they would pretty much wake me up sometimes. Not every night. But sometimes it would do that.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is you'll do another fast, or even maybe fasting one or two days, even just during the week. But eventually it'll happen less, and then it'll be, you know, maybe it'll take 3 months to come back, right? But
right.
Every fast, a different layer of healing. And I want my viewers to hear that, because they're going to say, well, I did one fast and maybe this didn't clear up, and this actually started. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's, you know, again, it's layers that are coming out, layers, you know, in between these fasts, when you're doing true cellular detox, going upstream, removing these deep-rooted toxins, you know, this is where the magic is. Like we said, this is where the magic
is. Magic happens, yeah. You know, with fasting, people always say, well, do you have energy? I had so much energy. It was nuts. I used to drive home and I'd be like, man, I can't wait to nap. You know, this is eating good and intermittent fasting. When I went through the water fast, I'm like, what can I do next? You know, I'm up at 10:30 at night. I'm sanding the walls because I was going to paint. My wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I don't want to go to bed. I don't have to.
You know, remember, I wanted to cover like some of the myths of fasting, right? The myths of fasting is that you lose muscle and like you're never going to gain it back, and it's not true. You don't lose muscle cells, right? It's like they're there forever. So immediately you fill right back up again. So, you know, that's a myth. And the myth of, you're not going to have, you know, you don't have energy, baloney. You only need like, you need less sleep. You wake up after 4 hours going, I'm done.
You do. You need less sleep. I slept during it and sleep great.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And you know what, I wake, and I didn't notice it, a little bit of less joint pain during the fast, but I didn't realize as I got towards the end of it, and it was probably 2 weeks after, I said to Nancy, I said, you know what? I said, I wake up, I have no joint pain, no pain at all. Where I used to get up and think, you know, I'm 55 now, I'm a little sore, you know, from doing things. And it's the global inflammation you talk about. I mean, all the inflammation is just lowered.
Massively reduced, massively. Yeah. It's a way to let the body heal. That's why it works for concussions, like my daughter, you know, back pain that just is, you know, not getting well. You know, you can watch the body go into this accelerated healing mode. Remember, the hormones rise, you become more hormone sensitive, and a massive reduction in inflammation. It all, you know, creates healing, basically, is what it
Let
does.
Me tell you, if there was some low T, it definitely raised.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely hormone sensitive.
I talked about this at the seminar, you know, and we talked about muscle loss, right, Meredith? That's why I love to put in these guys called the Hodge twins. Okay? Now, Meredith's going to try to get them on the show, but they have to promise not to drop F-bombs because they do videos that get a million hits about intermittent fasting, right? So there's these big buff guys, right? They're going on average 19 hours without eating. Now, they were the typical bodybuilder wanting to build muscle, eating 6 meals a day and, you know, the whole thing, right? And now they're not eating for 19 hours. And then they eat for those remaining 5 hours of the day, right? It's like, and they eat. They do eat a lot during that time because they want to put muscle on, right?
Right.
But the point is this, you know, fasting, they read the study showing fasting increases growth hormone, increases testosterone, and it's a strategy to actually put muscle on. So, yeah, I mean, fasting, you're getting rid of bad tissue. You're keeping your good muscle cells, and it's actually, you respond. So I always say if you're skinny and you lose 5 pounds, big deal, you'll gain it back and then some because you assimilate food better because the gut heals that rapidly. So
right.
It's actually a strategy to gain weight for people who are unable to gain weight. So to Meredith's point.
You know, the another thing that I read about as I was doing this too and was they talk about visceral fat and the impact it has on visceral fat.
Yeah.
And also, well, of course, the ketones and the effect on the brain as well. Mm-hmm. Just some amazing things that go on in the body.
Yeah. And Derek, talk about a little bit about that. And, you know, you were looking at your glucose and ketones because one of the things I always say is, you know, your glucose should be dropping and your ketones should be rising.
Right.
And that's a sign of a very good cell, right? And during fast, you know, we see some crazy high ketone numbers. We always say between 0.5 and 5 is normal, but we even see up to 7 during fast. What did you see on your glucose and ketones?
Yeah, you know what? Next time I do this, I'm going to just track everything. It didn't register with me because initially I was just going to do the 5-day.
Mm-hmm.
But within the first 10 days, my ketones were about 4.5. The second week, they were in the 5.5 range.
Wow.
Third week, 6.5, right? It was interesting. It went 4.5, 5.5, 6.5. And glucose was down to, it was like 60-ish or lower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I'll even see people's glucose drop in the 30s or 40s, and then it starts to come up in, like I said, typically in the 60s, which Seyfried calls the target zone, right? In the 60s in the glucose, and you know, above, at least above 3 in the ketones. And with these fasts, we see those really high levels of ketones, which, by the way, again, it heals the brain. You know, ketones are healing. They turn off bad genes. You know, and it's remarkable. I just had a client this morning that he was doing bone stock, and I'm looking at his glucose numbers and ketones going, he's 4 days into a bone fast, you know, several. I mean, maybe his fourth one in his glucose, and he's probably watching this, his glucose is still 90s, 100. I'm going, you know, and even sometimes higher. And then his ketones were like 1.2, 1.8. I'm going, that's not high enough. You know, so I said, okay, next fast, we're doing just water. And I know we're going to see a massive jump. Some people have to do water to hit the target range that Seyfried talks about, where we know the bad cells are dying. You know, we know bad cells are dying when the glucose goes in the 60s and the ketones go that high. You know, that's that magic, you know, magic's happening during the fast when you see those numbers. That's why folks watching, that's why we look at those numbers and measure them, you know, to see when we're hitting that target zone. You know, it really is telling.
You know, I was encouraged by also, as I was doing, as Dr. Dominic, when you interviewed Dr. Dominic, man, people should watch that. Him, Volek, the interview you did, and Siegfried.
Yeah.
Man, people haven't seen that, go back and watch those. Yeah. I've watched Dominic's probably 3 times easily or listened to it.
Yeah, he really inspired us to even his new research showing how these elevated moments of these elevated ketones turn off bad genes. You know, so it's, you know, it really, most of these symptoms of why people still don't feel well, despite eating perfect, exercising, doing all the right things, certain genes are turned on, and we're still expressing it, and it could take years and years to downregulate that gene expression. Well, the fastest way to do it, you know, is with these periodic fasts, you know, that we're talking about. I mean, it really is the missing link. When you combine ancient healing strategies like we're discussing with the true cellular detox, this is the magic. This is the magic. So,
you know, another thing that changes was some of the sensory, of course, taste changed. Mm-hmm. I did have the white, you know, the whitish tongue. I didn't get the black hairy tongue. I didn't go there.
You're not that sick. You're not that sick. Yeah.
I had white tongue. And then actually, of course, smell too.
Yeah.
Changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you become more chemically sensitive, I think. You smell these things and you're like, whoa, what was that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, your body does get really like protecting itself, you know, and really trying to keep itself away from the toxins. You know, it's that attuned. It is a remarkable, you know, how in tune with your body and how clear your brain gets. You know, I believe that's one of the reasons why God said, when you fast.
Right.
You know, and when, you know, he wanted his people, you know, to really approach him in a clear way. And really the Bible talks about that. It talked about being fasting, right?
Right.
You know, it is the oldest method of healing that there really is, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. All of that changes during a fast. And, you know, even some of our bad thoughts, it's epigenetic, bad patterns. Well, if fasting changes the genome, then we know it even changes who we are. At the cellular level, even emotionally. I mean, really cool, you know? I mean, no wonder, you know, biblically it was a command.
You know, the one of the words you said, mentally, how it affects you. I know definitely mentally in terms of, I'm pretty calm. I mean, you know that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm around you guys and around my family. But it was even more so, the way I responded to Nancy, the way I responded to my kids, it was different. You know, some people think you would be aggravated. Maybe you're initially aggravated because you're not eating.
Right. Absolutely.
But that could happen to some people. But I'll tell you what, mentally and emotionally, man, it was really calm for me.
You know, you had said something, you know, you thought maybe it was easier. And again, a client this week said he thought it was much easier doing water fasting than broth fasting. Because his hunger just simply was gone completely during the water fast.
Yeah.
Which during the broth fast, he said, you know, he just still kind of had appetite more. So So those of you watching this who have done broth fast or whey water and thought maybe it was challenging, and this would be much harder, there's your food, Dr. Derek. You just drank it. Anyways, you know, it could be the opposite. Yeah. Yeah, hold that up. There's the Cyto.
Cyto. I mentioned that if I got bottled water anywhere, I didn't know the source, you know, if it said purified or spring. I took about two or three of these and dropped them in the bottle.
No.
But I'd be safe. That's great stuff.
The thing is, well, you know, people always say, do I take my supplements, you know, during the fast? And I always say no. I allow ASEA because it's redox, and there's another product, Restore, that's redox. They're liquids. I don't mind it. I've had a few people just do just Cyto drops during the fast and said it was remarkable. I haven't experimented enough with it to think that this is something I would, you know, prescribe, so to speak, you know, with most fasts. I know that people fasting with water and just the ASEA, and we just started experimenting with the Restore, do really well with it because it's only redox. It's not offering the body any nutrition, which we don't want, right? We don't want nutrition. There's a time for nutrition. There's a time to fast. I would venture to say the Cyto drops don't, of course, it doesn't offer nutrition either. It's just a particle. So I think that it would be okay. But again, I don't want to make those recommendations until we as a group of doctors do more of that. So I really don't like to interfere with the body's innate intelligence, you know, in any way. Redox molecules, you know, that's what they use day in, day out. But you know, we'll keep people stay tuned, you know, with some of these things that we're doing as a group, you know, that we all say, yeah, this works even better. So.
So pretty much for like people watching the redox molecule, the ASEA helps a lot with the cell-to-cell communication and what goes on in the body.
Yeah, exactly. So redox molecules are natural. You need them for cell-to-cell communication, which I like because in a fast we're relying on innate intelligence, which is cell-to-cell communications. And some people get very depleted in redox because they're toxic. And those particular products offer those redox molecules back. So I feel it would improve the innate intelligence. It's not adding vitamins. We don't want vitamin C. We don't want vitamin D. We don't want nutrition. That's the point of a fast. And by the way, I have to talk about this as well. During a fast, you know, we can exercise after a 24-hour fast and it raises growth hormone. But when we're prolonged fasting, it's shown that exercise can be more detrimental because we don't have the protein stores to do the healing, right? I always say during long fast, we want to rest. You know, we want to do what our ancestors did. You know, we just want to rest. Now, that doesn't mean, like you said, you know, you had energy to do the things. That's normal. Daily life, absolutely normal. But extraordinary amounts of exercise, breaking muscle tissue down with weight, we want to hold off on that, right?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because you do have the energy to exercise, right? I mean, but we want our body to heal. So we don't want to use that energy for, you know, crazy exercise or healing our torn muscle that we just did purposely. We want it to go towards healing the body. But, you know, when you get that motivation to run around, I always say to sometimes just hold that energy. Let it heal.
So. You know, there's a kind of a psoriatic area on the back of my scalp that I have, you know, because there was different things that I noticed with the skin. That is so much less irritated than it can be. And I think what you were saying about if you go ahead and do another fast, it could go even deeper healing,
right.
Which I understand that now just as you commented on it. I also noticed from the knees down, like in the shin area, my skin broke out. Mm-hmm. Here across the chest, I mean, just bumpy and red, man. I just wanted to do this, but I didn't. I just put a C on it.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of my back, about this much of a zone, was just kind of rashy, irritated, probably for about 2 to 3 weeks like that.
Yeah.
You know, during the end of the fast, during the last 15 days and after it, I just put a C on it. But I did no supplements at all.
Yeah.
I did no, even I shower. I just showered with water, man. I didn't even use shampoos. I'm like, I'm not putting anything on me, man. No cream,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You raise a good point. A pure fast, we don't even like you brushing your teeth. just because the potential of swallowing something, you know, we don't want that. And it's very tempting. You can rinse with water, and it's very tempting. And I say get a toothbrush without anything. Brush with a toothbrush without toothpaste is fine. And most importantly, brush your tongue. Scrape your tongue. Get a tongue scraper. That's important. Yeah,
I did. I did just use water on the teeth and tongue, my brush. Did them both. Yeah, I just tried to stay as clean as possible.
And then, you know, let's talk about breaking a fast as an educational moment, right? Tell us how breaking a fast can be. I always say you can make or break it right here. Someone breaks a fast, they get all excited, and they just start throwing the food down. Boy, is that a mistake, because your digestive tract, everyone, it was just healing and taking a rest. Now all of a sudden you throw a bunch of food at it too quick. You end up with diarrhea, irritable bowel. I mean, truthfully told, right?
Yeah.
So how did you break your fast, Dr. D?
Well, you know, when I got to day 20, I didn't know when I was going to stop. I got to day 22, and I was like, man, I feel great. Should I eat something tomorrow? That was a Friday. I was going to eat Saturday. So I started the fast at 9 o'clock on a Friday, and I thought, well, I'll end at 9 o'clock this coming, you know, a Saturday. So I just, it was just out of, well, I guess I'll start eating. So what I did is I just did broth. I did some, actually the first thing I had was some Suero. I had some Suero, and then I think
The Suero Gold, the whey water.
Great
thing to break a fast with, yep.
That's such a great, great product too with Beyond Organics products. And then chicken broth. I didn't have access to beef at the time, so I just went with chicken broth, completely clean, organic chicken broth.
Right. Great idea, yep.
I did that for the next 3 days. So I did with also Suero. I didn't mix them together, of course. I couldn't imagine that combination. But I had Suero with me in the chicken broth and did it for 3 days, and I was actually driving up to Philly when I was breaking my fast, well, when I started breaking the fast. So that's what I took with me in my drive. And then probably the day four, I sauteed with butter, beef broth, and spinach. I just put it in a saucepan, sauteed it together, and dropped an egg in. I just cooked the egg right in the pan with it. And I did that as a soup. That was day four.
That's perfect.
And that's what I actually kept doing it. The drive back from Philly to here, which was about 8-9 hours, I just filled a thermos with that, and that was my food coming back. That, you know, that whole 8-9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So and then since then, just intermittent fasted,
mm-hmm.
And that's been at least a couple weeks now. And then even this Saturday to Sunday, I did the 24-hour just water. You know, where you're safe. You're kind of the famine.
Right.
And then just feast, you know, Sunday evening, actually, I feasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what, people can do it. They think, you know, it's always, well, I'll start the new year, or I'll start after this person's birthday, or I'll start, you know, I have this big function, I'll start. Well, if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
That's right.
You know, whatever, 3 months ago, I wouldn't think I would have been doing this. But then the more I learned about it and from you, I was like, I'm going to do this because I know it's healthy for me.
Well, spring's coming. You know, I always talk about the Hunza people. They had what they called fasting spring, you know, where they were forced to fast, right? So in the summer, they would eat mostly fruits, vegetables, gathered things. And then winter would come, and they were eating lard and cheese and yogurts, fermented things, but meats. You know, that's all they had. They didn't eat any vegetables. And then spring would come. They ran out of their lards and meats and things, and they would starve. You know, they called it, nicknamed it, Starving Spring. But it really is the reason why the Hunza people actually live the longest health-free. And they believe it's the fast more than it is the food that they're eating. You know, that's something after they discovered this that they really realized it's the fast. And, you know, Safe Read talks about, you know, 1 7-day fast a year, you know, decreases your cancer chances like 95% or whatever it was quoted. You know, but I mean, it's just, it really is, you know, remarkable, you know, what the healing does. And you broke the fast right, you know, Dr. D, man, you nailed it. You know, it's just that slow progression. And oftentimes people jump into raw vegetables. No, actually cooked vegetables or blended, some way just to make the digestion a little easier. Smashed avocado, you know, anything like that. Pureed, cooked and pureed vegetables actually works really well. Of course, the fermented, products like the Swear Gold or the Amasi are great. So, yeah, great advice. Well, Meredith, do you have any further curiosity? Because I think Miss Meredith is jumping into a fast soon because of your inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm on day two of my first ever water fast.
So I didn't even know. You jumped in. We'll talk. Tell us.
Yeah, it's very exciting because I've done the broth fast and I've done the Swear Gold fast, but this just, you know, it felt like time to take it to the next level. So day two, yeah, yesterday I felt kind of tired, but I was traveling all day, so it was kind of a convenient day to do it because I was busy all day anyway. And today, I mean, I feel pretty good. I'm still a little tired. I was a little bit hungry yesterday, but not so hungry today. So we'll see how it goes. I want to do at least 4 days.
Yeah, you'll cross over fast, Meredith, because she, you know, you're in ketosis, she intermittent fast. So tomorrow and Friday, Meredith, you're going to be getting a lot done. You're going to be a little ball of energy.
She will be. Yeah, yes, she will.
Hey, Meredith, do me a favor. Track some of your glucose numbers, your ketone numbers, your weight.
Okay.
You know, track all that, so we can share it. Right. We want to share that science. And Derek, Dr. D. Make sure, you track it, your next fast too, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely do. I'm sorry I didn't do that.
That's right. Journal your symptoms, journal the things that are changing, because those watching, again, you know, Meredith, I can't wait for you to have some symptoms. You know, Meredith is one of those people that, you know, she doesn't change a lot, right? She takes Restore, she notices nothing. She takes a CS, she notices nothing. She does. Am I right, Meredith? Am I right?
High doses.
What's that?
He's like, come on, like something. I want a reaction.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping, this is the key. I am out of all of the ketone and the blood sugar strips, and I got rid of my scale years ago, so I don't know.
Go get one.
I can track.
I want science. I want numbers. Go get a scale. I want to know what you're doing.
Dr. Pompa, I'll get a scale.
Get re-glucose numbers, Don't you want to know if you're in the target? Now, Meredith, come on.
Now that you're talking about the glucose, or the ketones up, the glucose down, those target fields, I am very curious. So I'll stop on the way home and get some blood sugar strips. But, you guys did cover most of my questions, too, but I did wanted to talk a little bit more about the psychological component to all of this. I think just a lot of people watching are, probably intrigued, but a little fearful too. Fasting can be intimidating, especially even to me. Like, it took me up until now, and I've been into health and wellness for years, to think about, okay, like, I can do a water fast. So what would you say to those people that just have some strong emotional attachments to food and have some fear of not eating?
Man, I was actually reading kind of what you're saying, because it's one of the things I wrote down. I had written, fasting can increase confidence in our ability to have control over our lives and our appetite. It is amazing how food can control people. It really is. And boy, once you, I wish I could just say it's easy to do, but it's not easy to do, but I think it's a necessary thing if you want to overcome a food addiction.
Well said.
Man, I do whatever you can. Get somebody else who can do it with you would be a great thing, because you're going to meet resistance from people. You really will. Those in your family, I did, and my kids were like, hey, Dad, how's your water? Why, they're just filling their mouths up, at dinner. But I get support. It's like any other addiction people might have, some kind of support, another person that they can be accountable to, or get a coach. Get somebody to coach you that can walk alongside you.
Yeah.
Some people need you to do this. Others say you can do it. Some you just need to kind of drag along and say, hey, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
You keep putting it off. Let's do it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to just fast and go right back to our evil ways. I mean, what are you doing at that point, right? We want to move in and out of ketotic states, diet variation, intermittent fasting daily, the true cellular detox, even most important. You know, it is really what, when we put these things together, Dr. D, this is what I call a multi-therapeutic approach. You know, this is what I teach, right? This is what we practice every day. This multi-therapeutic approach, you know, is it easy? No. But does it work with, you know, where everything else doesn't? Yes, it does.
Right.
You know, and I believe everybody needs a coach. Whether you're going to improve your golf game or your tennis game, people hire coaches. But, like, you know, I don't care if you're healthy. If I want to be healthier, I'm going to hire a coach, you know. It's, you know, obviously if you're sick, you have to hire a coach because you don't need more treatments, folks. Mm. You know, you don't. You need to be taught. You need to be coached. You know, one of my passions has been now is explaining to people, you know, I'm not going to doctor you. I'm not going to treat you. This is about coaching you. You know, it's like I think we need to change our language, you know, because people don't need more treatments.
Right.
They need to be coached. They need to learn a process. I mean, it's taken us years of experience to learn this. You know, we learn it even in our own battles, let alone our study. But, you know, we really have to keep educating people. You know, my goal when I take a client on, and Dr. D, I know it's your goal too, is our goal isn't to get them well in that 8 months. It's our goal is to teach them this, you know, that they need to do and continue to do to get their life back. It's a new message.
Right.
It really is. It's a new message, but it's a real message, and it's a true message because, you know, these people that are challenged, for them to think that they're going to just walk away, you know, after two detox things or after this cleanse or after this treatment or this pill, it's just absurd. It really is. It's the diseases we're seeing today take 20, 30, and 40 years to accumulate. The amount of toxins that turn off all the good genes and turn on all the bad genes, that takes years to fill or to fix. And let me tell you, if you're willing to learn, you know, it's like this is why we're training doctors with this new philosophy of coaching as opposed to treating. If you're willing to learn and participate in your rescue, you know, that is the answer. And it may not be, you might not be ready for it yet, but it is the answer. It is the answer.
You know, I think as I've talked with people, they react, I use the term, you're right now, in terms of the medical field, you're a lab value. You go in, they'll do a lab on you. If you fall out of the parameters of that lab, they'll treat what the lab says.
Yeah.
And you've talked about this before, how they forgot to listen to people, find out, what's the source of my problem?
Right.
And we have to dig deeper and deeper.
But is it alternative medicine's now doing the same thing, right? They go in, they run $2,000 worth of blood work or stool samples and urine. They do all this stuff, and then they're saying, okay, from these tests, this is what you need.
Right.
That's not how I got my life back. Mm-hmm. I got my life back by doing these things, right? I mean,
right.
The fasting, the ancient things, and then the true cellular detox, removing the interference, the stressors that are upstream, and the body does the healing. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, I am disappointed with alternative healthcare right now. You know, I think a lot of the criticism is valid. You know, we're just treating more symptoms with more medications, and we remove gluten, we remove food allergens, we give you methyl donors. It's part of it, but it's a small part of what really healing comes from. You know, I think we have a really unique message, Doc. You know, that's why. We need more of us, you know, honestly. We need more of us.
Well, Dr. Pompa, you've done a very good job of coaching a lot of us. I know that. And definitely appreciate what you're doing.
No, I appreciate your service in this area because there's a hurting world that has, you know, that still don't feel well and they're crying out for answers, you know. And I can't say we have all the answers, but I know that our approach is more unique and different than anybody else's. And, you know, when you look at our core group, Doc, how many of us suffer, right? How many of us have suffered? You know, I would say the great majority of us, of the doctors that were doing this, yep.
You know, when we were living in Portugal at the time, 2009, I flew over to Pittsburgh, and I was invited by a doctor and heard you talk. And I sat there, and we were drawing things and putting them up on the wall, one poster after another, you know, of cell inflammation. And I just sat there, and I was like, holy cow. This is kind of the key. This is why people are sick, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah.
It just made me realize that if there's one constant, of course, it's the inflammation, global inflammation in people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, what it comes from, different things, but
That was some years ago, Doc. Yeah, I
2009. I don't know. Who flies to Pittsburgh in February? I was thinking, man.
That was a bad. Whose idea was that? Was that Warren's idea?
That's what I told you. Why don't you do these in Miami or something?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But hey, look. How many lives changed your life? You know, in that that time. And now, how many lives have you changed? Right, because of the. You know, the clients that you've taught this stuff to, right? I mean, life change. Well, listen, we could just go on and on. And hey, I'm going to have you get on your next fast, too, so be prepared. We're going to have Don Klum. I know you're watching. Dr. Klum, who we just talked about, it was a day 20. I don't know. He's probably day 25 now, you know, this after this weekend, or 24 maybe. But we're going to have him on, too. So
it's a privilege. Meredith, did I answer all the questions? You got more questions?
Well, no, I think so. I mean, it's been such a privilege to have you, and this is such an inspiring topic. I know we're probably going to get a lot of comments and questions about this. So we'll be doing future shows, I'm sure, on water fasting. But do you have any closing words, or maybe what would you say to those who are watching who are contemplating doing doing a water fast?
Well, you can do it. Absolutely, I was the same. I didn't think I could do it. I was going to do the just pick that. You're not going to do 4 days or 5 days, but I would. For some people, they need that support. They need somebody to do it alongside them. I think would be a good idea.
Awesome, wise words. Well, thank you. I'm inspired. I hope you guys who are watching are inspired. And thanks so much for watching. And thank you, Dr. Dempsey, for sharing your story. And Dr. Pompa, as always, a wealth of information and an amazing topic. So thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Meredith. Thank you, Dr. Pompa.
It's good to see you guys. You're welcome, Doc.
All right, well, closing out. We'll see you next week.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.